نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، إن أصدق الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. We thank Allah Azza wa Jal for allowing us to have this time to remind one another of something from the Book of Allah, as well as the Sunnah of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And indeed, it is important that we do advise one another, because this is implementation of the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. We enjoin righteousness and piety upon one another, and we do not enjoin sin and transgression. Alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us the tawfiq to understand the importance of advice in the religion. And it is the tawfiq of Allah Azza wa Jal, as the believers say, Alhamdulillah الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. The believers say, all praise to Allah who has guided us to this. The believers say, all praise to Allah who has guided us to this, and we would have not been guided if Allah Azza wa Jal did not guide us. So it is extremely important that the believers understand. It's extremely important that the believers understand that this blessing is from Allah Azza wa Jal upon us, and it is for us to be grateful for this blessing of Allah Tabarak wa Taala. As Allah Tabarak wa Taala mentioned, وَإِن تُعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَن تُحْصُوهَا. If you were to count the blessings of Allah, you will not be able to count all of them. They're numerous. And indeed, from the greatest blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla is the blessing of Islam, the blessing of Iman, the blessing of the Sunnah. So we have to be grateful. As Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, وَإِذْ تَعَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَأَنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you, when your Lord, statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, when your Lord declared, if you are grateful, I will increase you. So us being grateful for the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us, this is one of the reasons why Allah Azza wa Jal will increase us. This is one of the reasons why Allah Azza wa Jal will increase us. That we show gratefulness to Him, tabarak wa ta'ala, by reminding one another of His blessings. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. As it relates to the blessings of your Lord, then you should inform. You should remind one another of these great blessings that Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed upon us. Indeed, the topic which has been selected, advice to the Salafi woman, the position of advice in the religion is important. As we mentioned, the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, that it's incumbent that we enjoin righteousness and piety upon one another. So by doing so, or by advising one another, reminding one another, being sincere for one another, this is how we implement that. This is how we implement enjoining good and piety upon one another, and that's by advising. And you had the companions, and you had the companions that would come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They said, "Ya Rasulullah, awsini." They would say, "Ya Rasulullah, advise me. Give me something which is comprehensive. Give me something which is direct, and something I can understand and I can implement." Companion came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "Ya Rasulullah, awsini. Advise me." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La taghdab. Don't become angry." Likewise, in the hadith of Irbad bin Sariya, radiallahu ta'ala, when he said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us a maw'idah, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us an admonishment, he gave us a lecture, baligha, dharafat minha al-uyun, that our eyes became filled with tears, and our hearts became affected, fa'awsina, ka'annaha maw'idatan muwadda', as if it was a farewell lecture or sermon. So give us advice. So here we find the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam always seeking his advice. Always seeking his advice. So this is the way of the believer. We want to be advised. We want to be admonished. We want to hear that which would benefit us in this life and in our akhirah. في الدنيانا وآخرتنا. We want to hear that which would benefit us in this life and in the hereafter. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, فَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So give the reminder, for verily the reminder benefits the believer. So it's always a reminder. وَنَزَّلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. Even the Qur'an is described as being a reminder. As Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala said to His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we have sent down to you the reminder. We have sent down to you the reminder, yani the Qur'an. So the Qur'an itself is described as being a reminder. Allah Ta'ala also says, "Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun." In another verse in the Qur'an, verily we have sent down the reminder and we were protected, yani the Qur'an. So the Qur'an is a reminder, the Qur'an is advice. You also have in the authentic sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like you have that in Sahih Bukhari and the hadith of Jarir bin Abdullah, where he mentioned that he gave day'ah, he gave an oath and a pledge to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in that he mentioned وَالنُّصْحُ لِكُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ, and that I would be sincere, I would be as an advisor and sincere to every Muslim. Likewise in the hadith of Tamim al-Dari, and many of us know it because it's one of the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, which is reported in the Sahih of Imam Muslim, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ad-dinu nasiha," that the religion is sincerity. "Ad-dinu nasiha," the religion is sincerity, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned it three times, being sincere, advising one another, reminding one another, enjoining the good and forbidding the evil, and the likes. So this informs you of the great status in the religion of reminding one another and advising one another. And this was the way of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this was the way of the Anbiya wal Mursaleen. This was the way of the Prophets and the Messengers who came before them. And if you go into the books of the ulama, the ulama al Salaf al Salih, you find in their books, you find in their tarajim, and you find in their biographies that they have advice to their students. You have the nasa'ih, you have the advice of Sufyan al-Thawri, you have the advice of Abdullah bin Mubarak, you have the advice of Abdurrahman al-Awza'i, you have the advice of Waqi' bin Jarrah, and these books of the ulama are filled with advice, how they would advise their students, and then the ulama that came after them, the likes of Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, his advice to Abu al-Qasim al-Maghribi, and others, filled with advice, till this present day. You have, مثلا, نصيحتي لأهل السنة by Imam Muqbil, Sheikh Muqbil bin Hadi rahimahullah ta'ala, and many of the other ulama. They wrote nasa'ih, tawjihat, and that was the way of the salaf, and that was the way of the khalaf. That was the way of the salaf, and that was the way of the ulama of our time. Constantly advising and reminding and admonishing. So this is a part of our religion, to remind and to advise. And with that being the case, we felt it incumbent upon us to advise our Salafi sisters. To advise our Salafi sisters, perchance they may hear something which will benefit them in this life and in the next, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. And that which can be said, and the reality is, if we were to sit on the issue of advice for our sisters, the gathering would actually take many gatherings. No, it wouldn't just be one gathering, it would actually be many gatherings. But in brief, from that which we can mention of benefits and of advices, is one, it's very important that the believing woman, from the time she enters into the fold of Islam, that she focuses on and she pays close attention to the affair of ikhlas. Is that she focuses on and she pays close attention to the affair of ikhlas. As Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ هُنَفَاءَ in Surah Al-Bayyinah. And they were not ordered except to worship Allah, being sincere for Him in the religion. وَيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَيُؤْتُوا الزَّكَاةُ وَذَلِكَ الدِّينُ قَيِّمًا. And then they were ordered to establish the prayer and to give the charity, and this is the upright religion. So one of the first advices that we have for our sisters is the advice of being sincere. When you do something, you do it for Allah. When you do an action, you do it for Allah. When you do an action of worship, you do it for Allah Azza wa Jal. You love your sisters for Allah Azza wa Jal. You take care of your children and your responsibilities for Allah Azza wa Jal. You do all of your actions as a believer, you do it sincerely for Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is from the Kamal of Tawheed. This is from the perfection of Tawheed. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتْ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Say, my salat, my sacrifice, my living and my dying is for Allah. لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. There is no partners with Allah. So, the ibadat that you perform as a believing woman, they have to be sincerely done for Allah Azza wa Jal. We just mentioned the verse, say, my salat, my charity, or my pilgrimage, my living and my dying is for Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is something extremely important. Because if you go into the books of the ulama, مثلاً like the books of Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, and you look at the affair of why an individual, or when Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala looked into the affair of why you have inhiraf. Why do you have individuals that fall off after some time of many years being upon Islam, and many years being apparently upon istiqama, why do those individuals fall off? Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned in many of his books because there was a disease. There was something polluted in that individual. There was something which was seemed to be minor, but there was some form of pollution. And it's possible that that individual was not sincere. It's possible that that individual was not sincere. And what proves that is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Sahih Muslim, and there are many narrations of that same hadith, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَإِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ لَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَحْلِ الْجَنَّةِ حَتَّى مَا يَكُونُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهَا إِلَّا ذِرَاءٌ فَيَسْبِقُ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابُ. that one of you would do the actions of the people of Jannah until there's an arm span between him and Jannah, and then the qada, the divine decree would come, and he would begin to do the actions of the people of the hellfire. There's a narration of that same hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Fima yadhunnuhu an-nas," yani one of you would do the actions of the people of paradise according to the people's perception. And the people think that you're doing the actions of the people of paradise. But in reality, that which is present in your heart is in opposition to that which is present on your limbs. It's in opposition. It's not in accordance. It is not parallel. So there's a deficiency in your sincerity. And if there's a deficiency in your sincerity, then there's a deficiency in your tawheed. And that's why the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, as we're going to mention later on, the companions were very cautious to bring themselves to account. They feared that they were not sincere in their deeds. They feared that they were not sincere in their deeds. And because of that, they would always remind themselves of sincerity. It's important that we're sincere in our religion. We do not do things for others. We do not do things to carry a label. We do it for Allah Azza wa Jal. Our dua, we mention our salat, our dua is only for Allah Azza wa Jal. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ عُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Your Lord said, call on me. So we don't call on Allah for people to see, for people to be pleased. We call on Allah sincerely for the sake of Him answering our call. وَمَنْ يَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرٍ. Whoever calls on Allah, or whoever calls another deity other than Allah. All of these verses about sincerity. All of these verses are about sincerity. Not to say that an individual who supplicates to Allah is not sincere, no. But what we're saying is, are you supplicating solely to Allah Azza wa Jal, or are you doing it so that the people can praise you? Are you doing it so that the people can say you are on the straight path? From the kamal of tawheed, from the perfection of tawheed, is that your actions are for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَمَنْ أَضَلُّ مِمَّنْ يَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مَنْ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَهُمْ عَنْ دُعَائِهِمْ غَافِلُونَ. Surah Al-Ahqaf, where Allah Ta'ala says, and who is more astray than the individual who supplicates other than Allah? To other than Allah? Or for other than Allah? Who is more astray than that individual who supplicates to other than Allah? The person that cannot hand, the person that cannot respond to him until Yawm Al-Qiyamah. He will never respond to you. And he doesn't even know that you're supplicating to him. And are you supplicating to other than Allah or for other than Allah? This has no benefit. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala aghna shuraka'i 'an ash-shirk al-akbar wal-asghar. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is self-sufficient. He is not in need of any shirk, whether it's minor or whether it's major. Obviously, major shirk takes you out of the fold of Islam. But minor shirk, what does it do? It removes the reward from the deed. It removes the reward from the deed. It removes the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal. The individual doesn't get rewarded. Allah is not pleased with the deed. Allah is not pleased with the deed. فَمَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا أَشْرَكَ فِيهِ مَعِي غَيْرِ تَرَقْتُهُ وَشِرْكَ. Look at that statement in the Hadith al-Qudsi. And we're wondering why. Why are we becoming weak? Why is sisters falling off? Where's the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal? Where's the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal? Were her actions sincere for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal? In that Hadith al-Qudsi, it will highlight something. Allah Azza wa Jal says, so whoever does an action And he places with me in that action partners. Not that the action is solely done, not only that a person is praying to other than Allah. Obviously, that's a major shirk, teach out of the fold of Islam. But you do it, the action, the origin of the action is for Allah, but you include the desire to please someone else. You include the desire to please someone else. That's what Allah says. مَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا أَشْرَكَ فِيهِ مَعِي غَيْرِي. Whoever does an action, and he includes within that action other than me, تَرَكْتُهُ وَشِرْكَ. I leave him, and I leave his action. It's as what Ibn Qayyim said, rahimahullah ta'ala, in Kitab al-Fawa'id. He says, don't focus and ponder that the shaitan has conquered you. But more so, ponder the fact that Allah has left you. The fact that Allah has left you. So the reality is, and why? Why is that? Because Allah Ta'ala says that in the ibadi, laysa alayka sultan. Allah Ta'ala says to the shaitan, my servants, al-mukhlaseen, my servants who are sincere, you have no authority over them. You have no authority over them. So this is something which is important. We have to think, were we sincere? And not that an individual stops doing actions and an individual falls off and says, no, I'm going to take, a female says, I'm going to take off the niqab and I'm not going to go to this masjid, Salafi masjid, and I'm not going to read the books because I'm not sincere. No. Not that you leave the actions. Not that you become weak and you fall off. No, that's your path to hell. No, you have to correct your intention. Immediately, you have to correct your intention. You have to ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to make you from amongst those who are mukhlaseen. Ask Allah to make you from amongst those who are sincere. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, فَعْبُدِ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينَ عَلَى لِلَّهِ الدِّينُ الْخَالِصِ in Surah Al-Zumar. Be sincere for Allah and the religion. To Allah belongs the sincere religion. So evaluate yourself and think. And there's going to be some other things that are highlighted during this lecture, even in Allah Ta'ala. Evaluate yourself and think. Am I being sincere? And if I'm not, then I need to make some adjustments. I need to make some adjustments. I need to start doing things sincerely for Allah Azza wa Jalla. The reality is, if you're finding that you don't find the sweetness of Iman, if you don't find the sweetness of Iman, maybe you're not sincere in your actions, so you have to adjust something. You have to modify something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينا لَنَحْدِيَنَّهُمْ صُبُلَنَا. Those who struggle in our path, we will guide them. Or those who struggle in our cause, we will guide them to our path. So Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala mentions in Adda'u Ad-Dawa, and the disease and the cure. And that's وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ, the disease and the cure. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ دَا إِلَّا وَأَنزَلَهُ شِفَاءً أَوْ إِلَّا وَأَنزَلَهُ دَوَاءً عَلِمَهُ عَلِمَهُ مَنْ عَلِمَهُ وَجَهِلَهُ مَنْ جَهِلَهُ. The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah has not sent down a disease except that He has sent down a cure. Allah has not sent down a disease except that He has sent down a cure. Whoever knows it, and whoever is ignorant of it, is ignorant of it. So lack of sincerity is indeed a disease. It's a major disease. But there's a cure for it. And that's bringing yourself to account. So this is something which is extremely important, that an individual has to contemplate over their sincerity. Contemplate over their sincerity. The companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were extremely sincere. Even though you have many statements of the companions, of them questioning their own sincerity in their deeds. Many statements of the companions, of them questioning their own sincerity within their deeds. But if we look at their seerah, if we look at their history, and what the Prophet ﷺ said about them, And before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what Allah azza wa jalla said about them and how Allah azza wa jalla praised them, we can say with certainty that they were sincere. And moving on, another advice that we can offer to our sisters is the importance of vigorously seeking knowledge of the religion. The importance of vigorously seeking knowledge of the religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. In Surah Al-Baqarah, the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, as for those who believe, they know that is the truth from their Lord. They know that it is the truth from their Lord. Yani, al-ilm. Al-ilm. Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, Habibullah Ta'ala, said, al-ilmu ismatun min al-fitn. That knowledge is a protection from the trials and the tribulations. So this is something extremely important, that a person, while working on her sincerity, that she seeks more knowledge. Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتُوِ الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. In Surah Nur, in Surah Zumar. In Surah Zumar, Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتُوِ الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Say, Allah Azza wa Jalla is talking to His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, are the people who know like the people who don't know? Are they the same? Are they similar? No. There is no comparison between the people who know and the people who don't know. Knowledge is a protection. Allah says, أَفَمَنْ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ الْحَقُّ كَمَنْ هُوَ أَعْمَى. Allah says, is the one who knows that which has been revealed to you from your Lord, is he like the blind person? No. The answer is no. The person who has certainty of his religion, the person that has certainty that his Lord is Allah, and his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger, and his religion is the haqq, this person walks with pure light. As for the individual who's not sure, the individual who's doubtful, the individual who's confused, it's easy for the shaitan to take this individual. So this is extremely important. We have to be from amongst those who have to seek knowledge. To seek knowledge of our religion. To learn about our Lord, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. His asma wa sifat. The names and attributes. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. And to Allah belongs the beautiful names, the exemplary names and attributes. So call on Him by way of them. When an individual doesn't have anything tangible, she hasn't memorized the names of Allah, hasn't studied the attributes of Allah. وَمَا قَدْرَ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ وَمَا قَدْرَ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْدَتْهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَوَاتُ مَطْوِيَاتُ بِيَمِينِ. Allah says, they have not given Allah His just due. Allah would grab the heavens and the earth on the day of judgment. He would fold it. How can you give Allah His just due when you don't know Allah Azza wa Jalla? فَاقِدْ شَيْ لَا يُعْتِي. Person who doesn't have anything can't give anything. So the reality is, yes, that's one of the reasons why sisters become weak, because they don't know their Lord, tabarak wa ta'ala. They don't know Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَخْفَ عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ هُوَ الَّذِي يُسَوِّرُكُمْ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. Read the Quran. Learn about your Lord, tabarak wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَخْفَ عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Nothing is hidden from Allah in the heavens nor in the earth. هُوَ الَّذِي يُسَوِّرُكُمْ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. He is the one who has formed you in the wombs of the women as He wishes. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. He is Allah, the one who there is no deity worthy of worship except Him. He is the knower of that which is present, that which is seen and that which is unseen. هو الرحمن الرحيم. He is the all forgiving, the most merciful. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو. يعني Allah عز وجل mentions himself, his names, his attributes. Throughout the Quran, from the beginning of it to the end of it, Allah mentions his names and his attributes. He mentions what he does to the people who denies his names and attributes. وَإِذَا حُشِرَ النَّاسُ كَانُوا لَهُمْ أَعْدَاءً وَكَانُوا بِعِبَادَتِهِمْ كَافِرِينَ. When the people will be resurrected, they will be enemies. They will be enemies, the people that worshipped other than Allah. And those who were worshipped, they will be enemies. With enemies. إِذْ تَبَرَّأَ الَّذِينَ اتُّبِعُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا وَرَأُوا الْعَذَابُ وَتَقَطَّعَتْ بِهُمُ الْأَسْبَابُ. The people who were followed, they're going to, relations are going to be cut. All of this is about the azab of Allah Azza wa Jal. Learn about Allah. Read the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal is talking to you. Ya ibadi, O my servants. يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. So Allah tells you about Himself, and Allah calls on you. Allah tells you about Himself, about His rahmah, about His maghfirah, about His mercy, His forgiveness, and then Allah speaks to you. يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا. O my servants who have wronged themselves, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not despair from the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah forgives all of the sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. He's the most forgiving, the most merciful. وَأَنِيبُ إِلَى رَبِّكُمْ. And turn to your Lord. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَسُوحًا. O you who believe, repent to Allah, sincere repentance. أَسَى رَبُّكُمْ أَن يَغْفِرْ أَن يَعْفُ عَنْكُمْ. يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا أسأ ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار. It's possible, and in the Quran, asa means that it will take place, that Allah would forgive you your sins. Allah عز وجل would forgive you your sins and enter you into paradise underneath which rivers flow. So Allah tells you about Himself in the Quran, about His names, about His attributes, about what He does to the people that denies, about what He does to the people that denies belief in Allah Azza wa Jal. And then Allah also tells you what? He tells you about what He does and what He will give and what He will reward the people that believe in Him and worship Him. Those who believe in Him and worship Him. So we need to hear this. We need to be reminded of this. What? How can you be reminded? I ask my beloved sisters, how can you be reminded of this when you're on Facebook all day chatting with your friends? When you're on WhatsApp all day chatting with your friends? When you're watching television, when you're watching movies, when you're around people that don't remind you of Allah Azza wa Jal? How can you be reminded of the ayat of Allah Azza wa Jal? The signs of Allah, the verses of Allah, the rahmah of Allah, the names, the attributes of Allah, the punishment of Allah. How can you be reminded of that if none of that is around you? You have totally engulfed yourself in that which deters you from the remembrance of Allah. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً دَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا فَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي Whoever goes away from my remembrance, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً دَنْكَ He will have a difficult life. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى And we will resurrect him on the day of judgment blind. قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَا حَشَرْتِنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا O my Lord, why have you resurrected me blind? قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا Allah says, just as our verses came to you, فَنَسِيْتَهَا You forgot about them. You turned away from them. فَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى And we turn away from you today. Is that where we want to be? Is that where we want to be? Some of the sisters have been in Islam for 10, 15 years. And each day, we're getting further away from Allah Azza wa Jal. Each day, by the day, we're getting further away from Allah Azza wa Jal. Until when? Until we fall off. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ. Allah Ta'ala says, and there are from amongst the people those who worship Allah like on the ledge. In Surah Al-Hajj, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ. إِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ اطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ. If good comes to him, he's happy. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ انْقَلَبَ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ. Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Hajj, from amongst the people are those who worship Allah on a ledge. If good comes to him, اطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ, he's happy. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ, and fitna, trials and tribulations. Huh? Because you don't have a relationship with Allah. When trials and tribulations come to him, he falls on his face. خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. He has lost this life and the next life. أَلَا ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ. Indeed, that is the great loss. So because of not learning about your religion, not seeking nearness to Allah, because when you learn about your religion, you seek nearness to Allah. You want to become closer to Allah Azza wa Jalla. You have more love for Allah because you know Him. You know Him, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But when you don't seek nearness, you only get further away. لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَتَقَدَّمَ أَوْ يَتَأَخَّرَ. Allah Ta'ala says, for those amongst you who want to get closer or go further away. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْنَا الْمُسْتَقْدِمِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْنَا الْمُسْتَأْخِرِينَ. Allah Ta'ala says, we know those who are going forward and we know those who are going backward. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned in Kitab al-Fawa'id, so there's only forward or backward. There's no standing still. There's only forward or backward. There is no standing still. So this is extremely important that an individual learns his religion to become firmer in his religion. And it is not acceptable that a sister remains ignorant. Because by remaining ignorant, you are assisting the shaitan due to your weakness. The stronger you become, the firmer you become. The more ignorant you become, the weaker you become, and the further away from Allah Azza wa Jalla you become. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned in his Nuniyah, وَالْجَحْلُ دَاءٌ قَاتِلٌ وَشَفَاؤُهُ أَمْرَانِ فِي التَّرْتِيبُ مُتَّفِقَانِ نَصٌ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ أَوْ مِنْ سُنَّةٍ وَطَبِيبٌ ذَاكَ الْعَالِمُ الرَّبَّانِ. He said, وَالْجَحْلُ دَاءٌ, his Nuniyah, which is poetry. وَالْجَحْلُ دَاءٌ قَاتِلٌ. Ignorance is a disease that will kill. وَشَفَاؤُهُ, and its cure. أَمْرَانِ فِي التَّرْتِيبُ مُتَّفِقَانِ. Two things on the same level. نَصٌ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ أَوْ مِنْ سُنَّةٍ. A text from the Qur'an or from the Sunnah. وَطَبِيبٌ, and a doctor. ذَاكَ الْعَالِمُ الرَّبَّانِ. He is a scholar who cultivates the people. So indeed, we are in need of knowledge. Indeed, we are in need of knowledge in order to be firm in our religion. Because of that, it was mentioned, مثلاً, by Sheikh Imam Mukhbir rahimahullah ta'ala in his same nasiha that we mentioned at the beginning of the lecture. He mentioned certain advice for the people. In order, his advice to the people of the Sunnah. And one of the things that he said, وَمِنْهَا الْإِقْبَالُ عَلَى طَلَبِ الْعِلْمِ. He said, and it is one of the things which is incumbent upon the people of the Sunnah is that they vigorously seek knowledge. Just give me 1 minute. I have to plug in my computer. The battery's dead.
نعم.
فالشيخ مقبل رحمه الله تعالى So Sheikh Muqbil rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned in his nasiha li ahlu sunnah walillahi alhamd, this book was, it was printed in 2005 by the brothers in Birmingham in the UK, as pubs, they printed this book. It's a wonderful book. And it's a short book, but I advise my brothers and sisters, if they can purchase it, that they should purchase it. Na'am. So Sheikh Muqbil rahimahullah ta'ala, one of the, and I believe it's the second advice that he mentioned, he says, وَمِنْهَا الْإِقْبَالُ عَلَى طَلَبِ الْعِلْمِ He said, and from the advice that I give to Ahlul Sunnah is that they vigorously seek knowledge. Naam, it's important. It's vital. It's not just important. It's vital. You can't survive and have strength and seek nearness to Allah Azza wa Jal except that you gain knowledge about your Lord Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And like we said, and you know, the merits of seeking knowledge is something that we've mentioned and other brothers, other du'at, walillahi alhamd, have mentioned in many other lectures, so we're not going to go into the merits of knowledge. But an individual should understand. I didn't say that you have to memorize the full Quran, nor did I say that you have to a level that you have to reach in knowledge. And at the end of the day, you should keep in mind the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا Those who strive in our cause, we will guide them to our path. We will guide them to our path. If Allah Azza wa Jalla sees that you're sincere, as we mentioned the first advice, and that you're diligently and vigorously trying to seek knowledge, Allah is going to open up the doors of understanding. Allah Azza wa Jalla is going to open up the doors of understanding. That's why it's been mentioned in the life story of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala that if he didn't understand a mas'ala, if he didn't understand an issue, he would make tawbah and pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla. He would repent and pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And he said, And he was questioned in that regard. He said that the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man yuridi Allahu bihi khayran yufaqihu fid din." He said that the Prophet ﷺ said, "Whomsoever Allah wants good for, He gives him understanding of the religion. If I can't understand this mas'ala, then I have to make tawbah to Allah Azza wa Jalla so that Allah forgives me and gives me understanding." This is important. It's vital that we first and foremost establish sincerity, and that's something consistent. That's not something that you work on for a week and then after that you don't no longer have to work on it. It's something which will be consistent until you enter into your grave. You have to be sincere. And then thereafter, seek knowledge. While you're battling your nafs to be sincere, you will seek knowledge, gaining nearness to Allah Azza wa Jalla. The third advice that we can mention to our sisters is implementing that which you learn. Is implementing that which you learn. It's not that you just read a book or you memorize an ayat and you contact another sister and said, "I read this book and I memorized this ayat." That's not the goal of ilm. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, Imam Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Hanbal, He say Ahmed bin Hanbal, but he's Ahmed ibn Muhammad bin Hanbal. Imam Ahmed bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala said, أن ينوي الطالب رفع الجهل عن نفسه وعن غيره. Is that you intend by way of learning to remove ignorance from yourself and from others. So what did you begin with? You began with yourself. You have to have tatbiq. You have to implement that which you learn in order for it to be a hujjah laka wa laysa alayk. As the Prophet said, وَالْقُرْآنُ حُجَّةً لَكَ أَوْ عَلَيْكَ. The Prophet said, the Qur'an is a proof established for you or against you. وَالْقُرْآنُ حُجَّةً لَكَ أَوْ عَلَيْكَ. And the Qur'an will vouch for you on the Day of Judgment, as it was mentioned by the Prophet in the Hadith. On Yawm al-Qiyamah, the Qur'an would say, I kept them up at night. Or, and so you can be from amongst those people. As Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has mentioned, تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمُضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمْعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. As Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, their sides abandoned the bed. They were calling on their Lord, خَوْفًا وَطَمْعًا, out of fear and hope, and they spent in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. So these were the people. And those were the people. They were learning and they were implementing. Not just memorizing. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala is mentioned by Imam al-Dhahbi in Sir A'lam al-Nubala. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala had a student. And that student visited Imam Ahmad. And that night Imam Ahmad placed a basin of water, a basin of water next to him, a bowl of water. And in the morning, they went to sleep, and in the morning, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala noticed that the water was untouched, and the student hadn't made wudu. And Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala advised his students. He said, يَنْبَغِي لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ أَنْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وِرْضٌ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ. He said, it is befitting that the student has a portion of prayer at night. And this was the implementation. And this is why the Salaf, they were who they were. This is why they reached the levels of ilm and ikhlas and thabat, firmness. Because they were sincere. They learned to implement, not learned to boast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَحَبًا وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ. Allah mentioned about the prophets. I'm not mistaken, in Surah Al-Anbiya, Allah Ta'ala mentioned, and verily they used to race toward good deeds, and they used to call on us with fear and hope. They used to race toward good deeds. Race toward good deeds and call on Allah Azza wa Jal with fear and hope. They didn't feel like I'm guaranteed Jannah. I carry a certain title. I ascribe to a certain group. I'm guaranteed Jannah. This wasn't the way of the believers. This wasn't the way of the believers. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an went to Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman. Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman and Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhum, because Hudhayfa is Sahabi, his father al-Yaman is Sahabi, and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Hudhayfa, Umar ibn Khattab went to Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman and said, Unshidaka billah, hal dhakarani nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, I ask you by Allah, did the Prophet mention me from amongst the munafiqun? Umar al-Faruq, fearing hypocrisy. And with that, day and night, racing for sincerity, racing for knowledge. We know he used to have a companion, as Sahih al-Bukhari, Kitab al-Ilm. He used to have a companion from amongst the Ansar. They used to take turns seeking knowledge. The Prophet ﷺ told him that he was in Jannah. The Prophet ﷺ told Umar ibn Khattab that he was in Jannah. Did he allow that to be a means of becoming lazy, becoming lackadaisical? No. He raced day and night for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. With that being the case, we understand that it is upon our sisters to be diligent in implementing that which you learn. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala said, مَا تَعَلَّمْتُ مَا حَفِظْتُ حَدِيثٍ إِلَّا وَعَمِلْتُ بِهِ وَلَوْ مَرَّةٍ. I have not, Imam Ahmad said, I have not memorized the hadith except that I acted upon it, even if it was one time. Implementation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, and you're going to be asked about that, which you're going to be questioned about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, يَسْأَلُ يَوْمَ يَسْأَلُ الصَّادِقِينَ عَنْ صِدْقِهِمْ. The day that Allah will ask the truthful about their truthfulness. I'll say the ayat again. The day that Allah will ask the truthful about their truthfulness. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned in Ighathat al-Lahfan, if Allah is going to ask the truthful about their truthfulness, what about the case of the people who are not truthful? What about the case of the people who had their shortcomings? You're going to be asked about everything. وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ مُسْتَطَرٍ. Everything is written. مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. The people will say, what is it with this book? It does not leave anything, major or minor. It encompasses everything. And you will see that which you did in front of you. So your actions, you learn, you study, you memorize, you attend lessons. Are you implementing behind closed doors that which Allah has bestowed upon you? Or will you be from amongst those that Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أول من تسعر بهم النار يوم القيامة. The first who will be burned, or the first who will be thrown into the hellfire on the Day of Judgment. And one of them, عالم, person who had knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questioned him. He would say, I learned, I taught for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كذبت. ولكنك تعلمت أو كما قال يقال عالم. But you taught or you studied so that the people can say he's knowledgeable. Then he would be taken, turned on his face and thrown into the hellfire. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned that in his Nuniyah that they would be thrown in the hellfire even before the kuffar. Some of the scholars disagree, but Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala was of the opinion that even they will be thrown into the hellfire before the kuffar. Why? Because the actual wording of the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, أول من تسعر بهم النار, the first that the hellfire would emblaze, or the first that to be thrown into the hellfire. So implementation of what you learn. Allah says, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ, race toward good deeds. It's not just about memorizing. It's not just about attending a lesson. It's what you do with that which you've memorized. Is what you do with that which you heard in the lesson. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّبِعُوا أَحْسَنَ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ, and follow the best which has been revealed to you from your Lord. Follow it. Allah Azza wa Jal said to his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to his Prophet, to say to his followers, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, if you love Allah, follow me. فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمْ اللَّهِ, Allah would love you. Allah would love you and forgive you of your sins. So there has to be implementation. There has to be acting upon. It is not just verse memorizing and attending and buying books. And once again, I'm not saying this as a discouragement. I'm saying this as an encouragement. Because you get closer to Allah. You earn the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. So it is upon you to have istiqamah. It is upon you to have istiqamah, implementation. الَذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Those who say, our Lord is Allah, and they are upright. تَتَنَزَّلَ عَلَيْهِمَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. The angels descend upon them to the end of the verse. And in another verse in the Quran, in Surah Al-Ahqaf, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. أُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. Allah says, those who say, our Lord is Allah, and then they are upright, they will have no fear. فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, and they will have no sadness. أُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. They are the people of paradise. They will remain in it forever. And there Yani, you acting upon my sister in Islam, you acting upon that which you learn. For one, it shows that you're sincere, because when you act upon it, that shows that you learn it to act upon, not to tell and broadcast and boast about. So that's one. It shows that, inshallah ta'ala, you are sincere. If you learn something and you're able to implement it at night, in the day, the likes of that, this is an indication, bi-iznillahi ta'ala, that you are sincere. Likewise, it also informs that you understand the purpose behind studying. Because when you implement it, you understand. That shows that you have a good fahm. Whereas the person who memorizes but doesn't implement it, that means his fahm is incorrect. Her understanding is incorrect. Why is she كالهمار يحمل أسفارا؟ As I mentioned, like a donkey carrying books. You're like a donkey carrying books if you don't implement it. So that's another thing. It shows that you have a good fahm. A third thing, it shows you of your sidq and your ittiba. It shows you of your honesty in adhering to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You hear something of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, something of his sunnah. You hear something of the ways of his companions. You want to implement it. Because why? Because you truly want to follow him. Why? Because you want Allah to be pleased with you. What was the verse? قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ Say, if you love Allah, follow me. Allah will love you and forgive you of your sins. So when you learn and you implement, that shows you're following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which means you're seeking the pleasure of Allah and his forgiveness بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ ta'ala. Also, it shows of your khawf of the azab. It shows of your khawf, your fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla, your fear of being questioned. What was the verse that we mentioned previously? إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ in Surah Al-Anbiya. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ They used to race, the prophets and the messengers. They used to race towards good deeds. And وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَحَبًا وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِئِينَ And they used to call on us with fear and hope. So that shows that there has to be. And when you implement it, you race toward good deeds, that shows that you have fear. Because you're racing toward good deeds because you want the pleasure of Allah, and you fear what? You fear the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Also, the fifth benefit of implementing that which you learn, this shows your gratefulness and your gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jalla. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as in the hadith of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kana yaqumu min al-layl hatta tatafattat qadama. He used to stand up in prayer at night until his feet began to bleed. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, "Why do you do that? وَقَدْ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ." Why do you do that? And Allah azza wa jal has forgiven your previous sins and your future sins. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا." Should I not be a grateful servant? So when an individual implements that which she has learned, it shows that she's grateful to Allah. اعملوا آل داود شكرا. Allah Barakah said, the family of Daud, act out of gratitude. Act out of gratitude. Likewise, it shows that she does so in order for Allah to increase her in thabat, firmness. In order for Allah to increase her in knowledge. In order for Allah to increase her in yaqeen, to increase her in certainty. Yes, when you act, Allah will increase you. إِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ When your Lord has declared, if you are grateful, I will increase you. Gratitude is not just on the tongue. Gratitude is in the heart, as Ibn Qayyim mentioned, and abda'u wa dawa, gratitude is in the heart, afwan. If I'm not mistaken, it wasn't da'u wa dawa, it's wabil al-sayyid. If I'm not mistaken, it was in wabil al-sayyid. Ibn Qayyim mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, that gratitude is on the tongue, in the heart, and on the limbs. And the most complete form of gratitude is all three. That which is felt in the heart, that which is stated off of the tongue, and that which is implemented in the limbs. So by implementing that which Allah ta'ala has bestowed upon you of knowledge, you will be increased by Allah Azza wa Jal, increased in the pleasure of Allah, the reward of Allah, the forgiveness of Allah and the protection of Allah. Now, also from that which we advise our sisters with is that they try their best to be blessed wherever they may be. As is mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the statement of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam in Surah Maryam, وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ. And Allah has made me blessed wherever I may be. Allah has made me blessed wherever I may be. And likewise, even before that in the Quran, in Surah Ali Imran, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَكِنْ كُونُوا رَبَّانِيِّينَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تُعَلِّمُونَ الْكِتَابِ وَبِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَدْرُسُونَ. Be cultivators of that which you used to teach or learn from the book, that which you used to learn, teach from the book, and that which you used to learn. So Allah orders you to be one who cultivates. And it was mentioned by the Sahaba, if I'm not mistaken, Ibn Abbas or Ibn Mas'ud, they said, مُعَلِّم النَّاسِ الْخَيْرِ, that you teach the people that which is good for them. You teach the people that which is good for them. This is important, is that you want to be a مِفْتَاح لِلْخَيْرِ. The way of the believer is that you want to be a person who opens up good. You want to be a مِفْتَاح لِلْخَيْرِ. As was mentioned by, there's a hadith in that regard, which is reported in the Sunan of Ibn Majah. Reported in the Sunan of Ibn Majah on the authority of Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ مِنَ النَّاسِ مَفَاتِيحًا لِلْخَيْرِ. Verily, from amongst the people are those who are keys to good. مغاليق للشر. They are closers to evil. وَإِنَّ مِنَ النَّاسِ مفاتيح للشر مغاليق للخير. And from amongst the people are those who are keys to evil, and they are closers to good. The hadith of Anas bin Malik, and is authenticated by Imam Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala in his Sahih Ibn Majah. But some of the scholars disagree of its authenticity, but Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala declared it to be hasan. And from amongst the people are those who are keys to good, and they close evil. And from amongst the people are those who are closers to good, and they are keys to evil. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. A person should, a sister should reflect over that. And where am I with regards to this hadith? Where am I with regards to the statement of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam? Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned in Wabil al-Sayyid, he mentioned, and we know the statement of Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala in Qawa'id al-Arba, وَأَنْ يَجْعَلَكَ مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتَ. That I ask Allah, أسأل الله الكريم, رب العرش العظيم, أن يتولاك في الدنيا والآخرة, وَأَنْ يَجْعَلَكَ مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتَ. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, I ask Allah, the most generous, the Lord of the mighty throne, to protect you in this life and in the next, and to make you blessed wherever you may be. That dua was actually taken from Ibn Qayyim in Wabil al-Sayyid. He made the same dua, to make you blessed wherever you may be, to make you a key of good, to make you one who hinders evil. Now think, reflect, contemplate over that. In my life, as a wife, in my life, before a wife, as a servant of Allah Azza wa Jal, am I a person of good? In my statements, in my actions, كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْعُولًا إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْعُولًا. Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Quran, your hearing, your sight, your heart, all of that you will be questioned about. All of that you will be questioned about. So a person should stop, a female should stop and say, am I a key to good? In my dealings with Allah, am I a key to good? In my dealings with the creation, my husband, my children, my neighbors, my mother, my father, am I a key to good? Or am I just a shadow of evil? Wherever I go, I cause fitna. Wherever I go, I cause discord. Is this what you want to be? Is this what you want to be known for? You have the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, We mentioned it in the article that was translated recently about the benefits in visiting the city of Jizan. You have the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was also authenticated, walillahi alhamd, by Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala. In his, he mentioned in his Ahkam al-Janais, he mentioned in his book about the Janais, where the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned, on the authority of Anas bin Malik, and his hadith is reported in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, where the, and Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned this hadith, it shows you glad tidings for the deceased, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a janazah passed in front of him. And the people said, according to, based on our knowledge, we have only known good about this person. They loved Allah and they loved his messenger. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wajibat, wajibat, wajibat. Mandatory, mandatory, mandatory. And another janazah passed in front of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the people spoke evil about him. And they said, bi'sa rajul fi dinillah. How terrible of a man was he with regards to the religion of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wajibat, wajibat, wajibat. Mandatory, mandatory, mandatory. Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he heard that statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ya Rasulullah, when the first janazah came and the people spoke good, you said, mandatory, mandatory, mandatory. When the second janazah came and the people spoke evil, you said, mandatory, mandatory, mandatory. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Malaika shuhada'ullahi fi sama wa antum shuhada'ullahi fi al-ard. The angels are the witnesses of Allah in the sky, and you are the witnesses of Allah upon the earth. You, the believers, are the witnesses of Allah upon the earth. So think, reflect. Am I a carrier of good or am I a carrier of evil? So this is something important for the believer to keep in mind. That you want to be a good, you want to be someone of good. You want to be someone of good. With saying that, or in moving on, or this might be a subtitle, it is upon the sisters to love the people of the Sunnah. It is upon the sisters and the brothers, obviously. But because of lectures for sisters, it is upon us to love the people of the Sunnah. We love them. We want good for them. And notice, when we say the people of the Sunnah, the people of Salafiyya, we didn't say the people who are the most religious and this. No, no, we said the people of the Sunnah. You might have some that are weak. You might have some that have faults. But we love them because of their adherence to the Sunnah. We love them because of them trying, because of their striving, because of their belief in Allah, because of their abstaining from innovation, because of their love of Salafiyya and the scholars of Salafiyya. We love them. It was mentioned by Abu Uthman al-Sabuni, Imam Abu Uthman al-Sabuni, who is the author of Aqidat Ashab al-Hadith, the belief of the people of Hadith, a wonderful book from the books of the Salaf. He said, إحدى علامات أهل السنة حبهم لأئمة السنة وعلمائها وأنصارها وأوليائها وبغضهم لأئمة البدعة. He said, from the signs of the people of the Sunnah is that they love the leaders of the Sunnah. They love the scholars of the Sunnah. They love those who support the Sunnah. They love the righteous people from amongst the Sunnah. They love the people of the Sunnah. And they hate the people of innovation. And he said, وَقَدْ زَيَّنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَ أَهْلُ السُنَّةِ وَنَوَّرَهَا بِحُبِّ عُلَمَاءِ السُنَّةِ. That Allah has beautified the hearts of the people of the Sunnah because of their love of the scholars of the Sunnah. So they've mentioned this. They've mentioned this. And that we love one another. That the people of the Sunnah, they love one another. Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned, if I heard of a man upon the Sunnah in the West, I would love him. I would send him the salams. I would love him because he's upon the Sunnah. And he's gharib, he's strange. He's a stranger these days. So this is something which is important. And with saying that, these are some factors that can assist you in that regard. One is that you supplicate to Allah Azza wa Jalla to bring love about in the hearts of the people of the Sunnah. You supplicate for it. Because Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Anfal, وَأَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ Allah Ta'ala brought, mended the hearts of the people, the Sahaba. وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ لَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ. Allah is mentioning to His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if you spent everything in the heavens and everything in the earth, لَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مَا أَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ, you would not gather between their hearts. If you spent everything and everything, all the treasures, money, gold, silver, if you spent all the treasures of the heavens upon all the treasures of the earth, not of the heavens. The ayat says of the earth in Surah Al-Anfal. If you spent all the treasures of the earth, you would not be able to gather between their hearts. But Allah gathered between their hearts. So it is from Allah Azza wa Jal. It is from Allah Azza wa Jal. So we have to supplicate to Allah Azza wa Jal to unite our hearts upon Tawheed, upon the Sunnah, upon Salafiyah. It's from Allah Azza wa Jal. Likewise, another thing that shows you that it's the dua of the believer in Surah Al-Hashr. Well, as I mentioned, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا لِلْإِيمَانِ. The believers, those who came after the Sahaba, yani even us, they say, oh Allah, forgive us and our brothers who have preceded us in Iman. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And do not create within our hearts, do not allow there to be any dislike, hatred, malice for the people that believe within our hearts. So this is their dua, Surah Al-Hashr. This is the dua of the believer. The believer supplicates not to have any dislike for the people of the Sunnah within his heart. So this is something that you must do. You must have that supplication. Another factor which would benefit is that you try your best to advise them. The Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith that we've already mentioned, the hadith of Tamim Ad-Dari, Ad-Dinu Nasiha, Ad-Dinu Nasiha, Ad-Dinu Nasiha. The religion is sincerity. The religion is sincerity. The religion is sincerity. So this is another important factor, that we have to give one another advice. We have to remind one another. Sheikh Rabi' Habib Allah Ta'ala, one of his advices to the people of the Sunnah, he said, the individual that makes a mistake from amongst us, we do not throw him off right away. وَالَّذِي يُسْقِطُ فِينَا أَوْ وَالَّذِي يُقْتِعُ فِينَا لَا نُسْقِطُهُ. The individual that has a mistake, we do not throw him off. وَلَكِنْ نُحَاوَلْ نُعَالَجِ الْمَوْضُوعِ. We try our best to rectify the affair. And with that statement, it is sad and depressing to see that individuals amongst the Sunnah, individuals amongst Salafiyah, cannot rectify the discord between themselves. This is sad. And if you look at the advice of the ulama, we find that the ulama, they were very diligent. They were very diligent in trying to rectify the affairs and the discord between the Salafis. And that very advice that I mentioned previously, the advice of Sheikh Mutbil for the people of the Sunnah, the first thing he says, نصيحتي لأهل السنة, the first thing he says, أن يتباعدوا عن أسباب الفرقة والاختلاف. He said, the first advice that I have for the people of the Sunnah is that they forsake and distance themselves from any elements that cause division and discord. That's the first advice of Sheikh Mutbil rahimahullah ta'ala. Yani nasiha, his advice to the people of the Sunnah, and the first thing that he mentions rahimahullah ta'ala is that they abstain from anything that causes discord and division from amongst. Yani, and we're not talking about the Hizbis. We're not talking about the Mumayyi'een, the people that water down their religion. We're not talking about the Sufiyya, the Tabligh, we're not talking about Ikhwan al-Muslimin, we're talking about the Salafiyin. Those who ascribe to the Sunnah, those who love the scholars of the Sunnah, those who love the books of the Sunnah, we're talking about discord amongst ourselves. And Sheikh Mutbil rahimahullah ta'ala, when he said, Nasihati li Ahl al-Sunnah, is he referring to the Tabligh Jama'at? He's referring to Ikhwan al-Muslimin? Is he referring to Hizb al-Tahrir? Is he referring to Takfiriyun? No, he's speaking to the people of the Sunnah. He's speaking to the people of the Sunnah. Likewise, it was mentioned by Sheikh Ali Nasir al-Faqihi, Hafizullah Ta'ala, وإن المرأة لا يعجب حين يجد جماعة تنتسب إلى فرقة ناجية وتسلك مسلكها وتدعو بدعوتها، ثم تجد جماعة أخرى تسلك ذلك المسلك وتدعو إلى ما تدعو إليه جماعة تلك الجماعة، ثم تختلف وجهات نظرهم واجتهاداتهم، لأن الاختلاف في ذلك أمر لا بد من وقوعه، ولكنهم مع ذلك يعجزون عن الرجوع إلى تلك القاعدة التي يؤمنون بها جميعا عند التنازع، وهي قوله تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول إن كنتم تؤمنون، أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر ذلك خير وأحسن تأويلا. And he missed the verse, and that verse was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. Now I'll read it from the beginning. Sheikh Ali Nasir al-Faqihi, in one of his lectures, he mentioned, he says, a person is amazed when he finds a group of individuals that ascribe to the safe sect, and they tread that path, and they call to it, and then you find another group of individuals, they ascribe to the safe sect, they traverse that path, and they call to it, and then they disagree, they have disagreement. I feel that this is correct, I feel that that is correct. They have a disagreement, not related to aqidah, not related to minhaj, but certain dealings, they have a disagreement. And then they are not able to go back to the principle that they believe in. They are not able to refer to the principle that they believe in. And in this printed article, it doesn't mention the verse, وَإِن تَنَعَزَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. And that verse was in Surah An-Nisa, obey Allah, O you who believe, obey Allah, and obey His Messenger, and those from authority, or those in authority from amongst you, and if you disagree, then refer back to Allah and His Messenger, if you truly believe in Allah and the Last Day. If you truly believe in Allah and the Last Day. So Sheikh Ali Nasir said, it's amazing. It's amazing that you find people ascribing to the same minhaj, having the same da'wah, referring back to the same scholars, reading the same books. But when they disagree amongst themselves, they cannot rectify their affair. Why can't we rectify the affair? Why do we allow the shaitan to come between us? That answer came a few months ago in one of the lectures by Sheikh Saleh Fawzan Hafizullah Ta'ala. In one of the lectures by Sheikh Saleh Fawzan Hafizullah Ta'ala, he was asked the following question. And because of time, this will be the last thing that we mentioned, بإذن الله تعالى. The question is, بعض من طلبة العلم إذا سمع توجيهات من العلماء ونصائحهم لطلبة العلم يظن أن المقصود غيره فلا يحاسب نفسه ولا يراجعها ليصحح نيته، فهل من نصيحة في ذلك؟ Listen to the question. A person said to Sheikh Saleh Fawzan Hafizullah Ta'ala, some student of knowledge, and this is Muslim, this is student of knowledge or anyone, when they hear the advice of the scholars and the admonition of the scholars, some feel that what is intended by this advice is others. I'll say it again. When you hear the advice of the scholars, and wallahi, if you were to go to the books of Sheikh Rabi' Hafizullah Ta'ala, you would see how he speaks to the students of knowledge, how he speaks to the people of Salafiyya, how he speaks to the communities, whether that's in Saudi Arabia, whether that's in Yemen, whether that's in Jordan, whether that's in Kuwait, Bahrain, Qatar, UAE, America, England, all over the world. And he advises us, and he admonishes us, and he warns us. But why do we still have the same discord? This is the reason. So the person said to Sheikh Saleh Fawzan Hafizullah Ta'ala, there are some students of knowledge, when they hear the advice and the direction of the scholars, they think that what's intended is others. So because of that, they do not rectify themselves. They do not bring themselves to account. And they do not correct their intention. So what is your advice? Sheikh Saleh Fawzan Hafizullah Ta'ala says, نعم هو كذلك ربما نكون كلنا كذلك. Sheikh Saleh Fawzan says, yes, this is correct. Right on point. And it is possible that all of us are like this. حينما نسمع الوعيد والتحذير نقول أنه موجه لغيرنا. He said, when we hear the warnings and when we hear the threats, we always say, this is directed to other than us. ما نستحذر أنه موجه لنا. He said, we do not reflect over and we do not at all consider that we are intended by this. نقول هذا على غيرنا. هذا على المفرطين. هذا على المتكاسلين. We said, no, this is not for us. This is for the people that are deficient. This is for the lazy people. وأنت. Sheikh Saleh Fawzan. He says, وأنت. What about you? He says, أنت مفرط. Are you not deficient? Are you not negligent? أنت مو متكاسل. He spoke slang. He said, you're not lazy. ما عندك نقص. He said, you don't have any type of deficiency. فيحمل هذا على غيره هذه الآفات. He said, so because of that, they always think that the advice, the admonition is for others. This is your deficiency. He said, this is your deficiency. ولله الحمد, we benefited greatly from that answer of Sheikh Rabi'a, that answer of Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, Habibullah Ta'ala. Na'am, we benefited greatly from that. How is it? How is it? According to Salafiyya, we take from the same scholars, we read their books, we ascribe to the same minhaj, and we listen, we open up a book on Hizbiyya. We open up a book on Hizbiyya, we close the book, and we automatically think that that speech is, I'm not intended by that. I don't have any traits of it. We open a book on dealings between the Salafiyyun, and we say, oh, he's referring to others. I don't do that. We open a book on dealings between wife and husband. We close the book. We said, I don't do that. Ya akhi, the ulama, they speak to us. Oh, my sister, they're speaking to us. They're speaking to you. Before the ulama, Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, Ya ayyuhal nas. Allah says, O you who believe, O mankind. What did Ibn Abbas say? What did Ibn Abbas say? رَجِيَ اللَّهُ If you hear, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمِنُوا يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ If you hear, O you who believe, O mankind, give it your hearing. Focus. Listen. Because it's Allah warning you or ordering you. But why do we hear this from the book of Allah? Why do we hear this from the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Why do we hear this from the ulama? Jibal fil ilm, Sheikh Rabi' Hafizullah Ta'ala, Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, Sheikh Ubayd Hafizullah Ta'ala, and previously Sheikh Zayd Rahimullah Ta'ala, Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi, their advice, Sheikh Muqbil, Sheikh al-Albani, Sheikh bin Baz, Sheikh Uthaymeen, their advice. And we walk away with the same problems as if we never heard it. We should not be from amongst those people. We should reflect over that which we have read and that which we have studied. We ask Allah Ta'ala to guide us. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to allow us to be from amongst those who reflect and bring each other to account, bring ourselves to account. We ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive us for our sins. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to overlook our faults or to pardon our faults and to correct our lives, our hearts, our intentions, our families. We ask Allah Ta'ala to give us a good reckoning in the hereafter. صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Because of the timing, and we started an hour late, I apologize for that. Inshallah, we will end now, and maybe we will have another session, another question and answer session, another specific session for questions and answers in the near future. بإذن الله تعالى. صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.